This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip. And good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. I'm on fire.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs are hot, hearty, and extraordinary. But what's even more extraordinary is that a part of every sub purchase you make at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Great food and great for the community. That's a perfect pair. And that inspired new Firehouse pairs. Start with your favorite small sub, then pair it with your choice of an amazing signature side. Try the hook and ladder with ham, turkey, and Monterey Jack, paired with the five cheese mac and cheese or the loaded potato soup. 13 different subs, 4 different sides, 52 different possibilities in all. Save time and order your Firehouse pair online or on the app now. New Firehouse pairs at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger. With your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app, gift cards make a great present for dad. And Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is currently up to $20,640,000. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tomorrow night. Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake.
Okay.
You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local GEICO agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Chris Harrington joins us at the top of the second hour each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Brad Carson, let's fire it up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
A little instrumental prompt of Whoop That Trick. In honor of Marc Gasol winning a title. And then later on, apparently on NBA TV or somewhere, recounting that the Whoop That Trick days of the Grizzlies.
We'll get to Marc Gasol in just a moment.
Memories right there.
We'll get to Marc in just a moment because I there are some questions I want to ask you. But I wanted to start with the news that we got yesterday, indeed, that Jonas Valanciunas has indeed opted out. Included in Adrian Wojnarowski's report is it was widely expected that the Grizzlies and Valanciunas would be working to secure a long-term deal. What'd you read into that?
I thought he was more likely to opt in, but what I really expected, I think I said this yesterday on the show, what I didn't think, and I still don't think, that he would opt out unless he knew what the outcome was. What I didn't think he would do was go into free agency, into the open free agent market. The reporting suggests that, A, it was my belief that he would not opt out unless he had some understanding with the Grizzlies.
Correct.
And then the reporting sort of implied that. It was his primary intention is re-signing with the Grizzlies, and that Grizzlies exec Zach Kleiman and Valanciunas' agent Leon Rose are expected to aggressively work on finding a path. And so my expectation is like, that the path is probably already pretty clear. I don't know that for certain, and it gets into tricky territory because under league rules,
sure.
If he were to have opted in yesterday, he could have signed an extension immediately for two more years on top of what he opted into. When he opts out and goes into free agency, legally they can't negotiate a new deal until June 30th. They can't sign one until July 6th. And so this is sort of it's common around the league for there to be, you know, wink wink agreements, and people don't really care that much when you're re-signing your own player anyway. And so I'm not telling you for certain, like they know what the contract is, but the implication to me from yesterday is they have a pretty good idea of the end game, and the end game is a multiple year contract to come back to the Grizzlies.
Right, because in general, it would not make sense to give up $17.6 million. And then just go on
unless you had good certainty that there was a deal out there. It
sure.
Doesn't have to be from the Grizzlies, but that there's a deal out there that warrants opting out. And when the reporting is his intention is to re-sign with the Grizzlies, that tells me that the deal that they have faith is out there is a deal from the Grizzlies. And so that is my assumption. If that is true, it raises the question of why opt out instead of opt in and extend, right? If the end game is a multiple-year deal with the Grizzlies, you don't have to opt out to do that. He could have opted in and extended for two more years on top of that. And so why would you opt out instead if that's the end game? And to me, there's two reasons, potential reasons. And it could be both. One of them could be to get a fourth year, because if you extend, it can only go to three. If you opt out, you could actually go to five, which I can't imagine would happen, but maybe you would go to four. And that would be a reason for Valanciunas to want to do it that way. But there's a reason for the Grizzlies to want to do it that way, and that's if they want the starting salary to drop down.
Right.
You can do, let's just, like I did this in my column today, let's just pick a number, right? Let's say, like Zach Randolph did this, right? Zach Randolph had in 2014 had a player option for
yep.
$16.5 million. He opted in to the $16.5 and he signed an extension for two more years at $10 million each.
Yep.
So that made that a three-year contract for $36.5 million. Well, if it's going to be a 3-year contract for 36.5 in the Zach Randolph situation, he could opt it out and sign the same deal, but it would have been structured differently. Maybe it started at 12 and worked up, right?
Right.
And so whatever the total deal is, if it's a 3-year deal, you could do it either way. And if you're doing it the opt out way, that tells me the Grizzlies may want the starting number to be lower. And maybe that's related to what other business they're trying to conduct this summer.
In terms of centers in the NBA, much like Jonas, a center that doesn't, or at least thus far, has not shown the ability to consistently shoot the three.
Yeah, I know that's a late-breaking skill, and it happened for Brooke Lopez. I wouldn't have a lot of
hope
that's going to happen for Jonas.
Though, yeah. If you're out there holding your breath, don't.
Right. I don't think he's going to turn into Brooke Lopez and be knocking down 5 or 6 threes a game. I don't think he has that level of touch.
In your opinion, what's a number that makes sense for Jonas Valanciunas?
Well, this is sort of the problem area is, and I asked the question on Twitter, and then I tried to think about it when I wrote, what is the Venn diagram overlap, right?
Yeah.
You have one big circle that is, these are contracts that financially are worth giving up the 17.6 to sign.
Right.
And this other big circle is that these are contracts that would make sense for the Grizzlies.
Right.
And where do they overlap?
Where do they meet in the middle, yeah.
And my sense is that overlap is fairly small. And from my perspective, I don't know if there is an overlap, but from the perspective of the Grizzlies and Valanciunas, maybe there might be. And so, I mean, I think you have to think about it in terms of this. If he's setting aside $17.6 million, then in order to sign a new deal, you have to think about what could have happened if he would opted in and gone into free agency next summer.
Correct.
Right? So let's say he pockets the 17.6, plays a year, goes into free agency next summer. Like, what does he think is the floor of what he's going to get? Now, what the actual floor is probably not what he thinks the floor is.
Right.
But I would have to assume to him, he thinks, well, at bare minimum, I'll get a mid-level exception.
That
from
was
somebody,
my exact
right?
thought. At least, you know, somewhere between 9 and 10, just to say easy, just say it's 10. Right.
So if he signed, if he opted in, played next year for the 17.6, and went into free agency next summer and signed, say, a 2-year deal for the mid-level,
sure,
that's about another $20 million. So you're looking at a 3-year deal for about $38 million. And so to me, I have to think that is the floor for a deal that he would be willing to opt out for. 338. So I think that's a floor, I would think, from his perspective. So I assume whatever they do is going to be above that. And so maybe it's I threw out 342.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 3 years at $12 million? No, $14 million per.
Yeah.
Or maybe a 452. I think if you go out to a fourth year, I mean, you'll bring the per year number down.
That was what I figured.
But somewhere in that area.
Yeah. To me, it was, you know, give or take, it felt like $12 million's kind of maybe where they would have.
See, I almost think it has to be higher unless it's a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
A 4-year deal at $12 million per would be a 448.
I could
see that happening, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think you're in that range, right? But the idea of, I saw some people on Twitter say, well, I wouldn't pay him more than $10 million a year. Well, that's not going to happen because he's already opted out of 17.6.
Sure. Yes.
And so he's not doing anything that's a $10 million a year deal. If he were just a pure free agent in an open market, then it might end up that if the market went the wrong way for him. But my assumption, and I don't know this for a fact, but my assumption is he's opting out because he has some level of understanding that he is not going into an open market. He's going into a negotiation with the Grizzlies that he perceives will be in good faith towards an outcome.
Does a 3 or 4 year deal, I mean, because at the minimum we know it's going to be probably at least a 3-year right. deal. Does a 4-year deal make sense? Like
I would be reluctant to do a 4-year deal for Valanciunas unless it was much lower than the numbers we're talking,
right.
Because Jaren Jackson Jr. will be under a rookie contract for 3 more seasons. So if you do a 3-year deal, it lines up with that, and that money comes off when Jaren Jackson goes into free agency, restricted free agency. And at that point, you don't have the financial complication of this other, like,
right.
$10 million plus. You know, deal on the books. You also don't have that roster complication of figuring out which way you want to go with your team. I mean, there's a lot of people who say, like, you know, you hired this new coach from Milwaukee and Atlanta, and Jaren Jackson Jr. is the classic modern center, and you're going to play small ball. I think you may get to that, but I have never been a believer that you go whole hog into that immediately, because Jaren Jackson Jr. is still today 19 years old. He is thin. He's still developing physically, and he is still very foul prone. And so I don't think you're going to throw him into being a primary center next season. I think you got years to work up to that. And so I think it makes sense to have a good, I think it will always make sense to have a good physical center in the mix with him. But I think for the next couple of years, it makes sense to have probably a good physical center in the starting lineup with him. That may change as he's going into the contract number two, and that's when I wouldn't want to have Valanciunas on my books necessarily.
Does Valanciunas make sense with Taylor Jenkins? Because we were discussing with Arnovitz yesterday, and obviously you can't just sit there and go, okay, this is my system, if you don't fit my system and whatnot.
Well, A, we don't know. We make assumptions about assistants, right?
Sure.
And so when they hired Mark Averone, it was like, we're getting 7 seconds or less. That's not what you got, right? You got a guy who wasn't a very good coach. But you also didn't get that system necessarily. And so just because I think in terms of broad principle, you're going to see a shift towards faster pace, and I think no matter what you do, if you have John Moran as your point guard, you got to shift hard.
You need him in transition.
You shift hard to a faster pace. So I think you'll shift towards a faster pace. You'll shift towards more threes because like everyone is, and there's not going to be any resistance to that when you have nothing coming back really from the old regime on the court or off significantly, and you're going to make use of Jaren Jackson Jr.'s versatility. So I think it is clearly going to shift in all these directions we're talking about. I don't know if that means it shifts exclusively into that. I suspect, and I haven't talked to Taylor Jenkins more than that press conference. I'm actually going to talk to him later today, I think, and I may get into some of this with him when I do. But I don't know that it's an all or nothing ironclad dive into the deep end of a certain system in which Jonas Valanciunas could not be a part. I don't necessarily think that's the case.
We're talking, of course, with Chris Harrington. Right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, Chris's latest notebook is up over at the Daily Memphian. Also, Chris has done a Grizzlies podcast with the Ringer's Jonathan Charks. I did not realize this, Chris, until today. Jonathan Charks went to St. Mark's with Taylor Jenkins.
He was, I believe, a sophomore when Jenkins was a senior, or maybe a freshman when Jenkins was a senior. Jonathan was on JV, was a JV basketball player when Jenkins was a varsity starter. And so they never played together on the same team. But they knew each other in high school, and so he gave me a little scouting report on Jenkins. It was sort of funny. He said when he got the internship with the Spurs, remember that was like 12 years ago or whatever. He said when he got the internship with the Spurs.
I think 2007 is what they said,
And this is before Jonathan Charks was an NBA writer or whatever. Like when he got the internship with the Spurs, like all the guys from the old high school were like, wow, did you see that?
Like, that's what's
going on,
awesome.
What's going on with Taylor, you know?
Like when you still have that high school gossip ring. Of course, that podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play. Check out more Daily Memphian podcasts at the OAM Network. But again, the latest is up with Jonathan Charks. Last night, the Toronto Raptors win the NBA championship. Let's start here. We'll get to Mark momentarily, but how much do you think not only the Kevin Durant ruptured Achilles injury,
right,
this ACL surgery for Klay, you got to think he's at least out at the minimum until
February
March.
Yeah.
Where does that put Golden State? Because, like, to me, like, I don't even know. Do you sit there and go, okay, well, maybe now we completely reevaluate and maybe we go back to Durant and say, let's get this done. Let's see if we can keep everyone. And then in 2 years' time, we make it. But this becomes fascinating to me.
My assumption is they re-sign Klay. Probably to a max, even with the injury. And with Durant, I certainly think they make an offer for Durant to stay. Did they offer him like a full max all the years? I don't know about that because the luxury tax situation in Golden State, if they keep all these guys, and I know like they've been making money hand over fist and they're whatever, but it's going to get through the roof because you have these repeater taxes and all this stuff comes up and It's gonna be outrageous to keep that team together financially for a team that's probably may not win, be a title contender, right?
I mean, what are they next year?
Windhorst reported late last night they were gonna reportedly offer both of them the max, which would push them to 350 for the total cap, I guess, or whatever for the.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they just decided that because they're like, what the hell are we going to do from a PR perspective now?
The luxury tax line next season
It's like
is $130 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's like way over, but, you know.
That is three times. Holy cow!
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they just got to take the bullet. I mean, you PR stuff, you know.
God, I need some Silicon Valley money.
So I think Klay will be back. I think Durant will have options even out for the year, he's going to have options. And there's a lot of reporting that he may still, you know, go to the Knicks or the Nets or whatever. I think what it does short term, because even if they re-sign those guys, Durant's not playing next year anyway.
Correct.
And Clay's not playing half the season, right? And so I think what it does next season is it really opens up the Western Conference in an interesting way. I don't think it takes Golden State off the board in the Western Conference because Steph Curry is still one of the five or six best players in the world. And if you have one of the five or six best players in the world, you're probably going to be a contender unless, like, you're the Lakers with LeBron James, right?
Yes. I mean, I think especially when it's a guy like Steph that puts so much pressure on opponents.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that makes sense. But at the same time, I think one of the most fascinating questions is, what does the West look like next year?
I feel like, and I haven't seen anyone say this, and so I don't know. I have no intel on the wider free agent stuff. But my hunch is that this was a good couple of days for Southern California next season.
I think so, too.
Because I think Kawhi was extremely noncommittal last night about his future.
It's weird how, and again, I understand what you're trying to read into a robot, but I don't know. Like, my hunch was, like, when I'm just seeing that, I was like, man, he's gone.
I could see a scenario easily where Kawhi Leonard signs with the Clippers.
Yes.
And even if they don't do anything else but add him to what they have coming back, that's probably a contender in the West next season, right?
Sure.
So I could see a scenario where Kawhi goes to the Clippers and that the Lakers finally get an Anthony Davis deal done. And as much of a mess as the Lakers are, if you just start with LeBron James and Anthony Davis in next year's Western Conference, you're in the mix, right? And so I think both those teams are on the way up. I think, you know, Houston might as well try to run it back next season. And then I think it'll be interesting to see what, like, a team like Utah, like, maybe it's time, and like, their assets didn't change, so it may not be the best deal out there, but, like, it's time to try to go get Mike Conley, right? And have Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell and Joe Ingles and Rudy Gobert, and, like, why not us? Why can't that team come out of the West next year?
Well, and to your point, to me, it's the, if it is true that indeed the Lakers are really hung up on Kyle Kuzma to get Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that's posturing.
Like, I would hope so, because if Kyle Kuzma ends up being the reason why you don't get Anthony Davis.
Now, if I'm the Lakers, you know, your assets are Kuzma, Ball, Ingram, and the number four pick, basically. Those are the four assets that matter. Am I trying to get Davis while holding back one of those four things? Yeah, because you still got to put a team around LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and whether it's one of those players or you're using that player for something else, I'm very much trying to do that, but I'm not trying to do that to the point that I don't get a deal done.
What do you make of my theory that I know all the reports about Kyrie either going to Brooklyn and New York? I don't know, man. Like, I just keep seeing the making of
Lakers.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, to me, they have the room to do that, correct? They have the room for...
I'd have to go back and look. It depends. I don't think they could outright sign two players.
Sure.
But if you're giving up a lot of the players on the roster in a trade, and then, I mean, I don't think... If they make a trade for Anthony Davis, like, they still got cap room. How is it max cap room? That, I'm not certain. But that would be your ideal scenario. Is you trade for Anthony Davis, and you go out and sign Kyrie Irving, probably most likely, Kemba Walker... You know,
Kimba's now
like
saying
that.
He would take a little bit less money in Charlotte, which...
I mean, that's got to make you happy for the Grizzlies, I think, because if... I'll believe that happens when I see it.
Agreed.
but if Kemba Walker stays in Charlotte, that takes one of the two top point guards off the board in a volatile point guard market, and that raises... I think this has also been... It's been a good week for Southern California next season. I think it's been a pretty good week for the Grizzlies if there's in terms of a Mike Conley trade market, because A... If Kemba does stay in Charlotte, that takes one of the main point guards off the board. And I think things looking so much more wide open expands the range of teams who can talk themselves into, hey, we're a Mike Conley away from a title.
Right, because almost last night almost kind of like solidifies the idea of, okay, maybe it's not a long-term fix, but if we go all in this year, it's not impossible to get it done. Like, yeah, things broke Toronto's way, but Toronto went all in, and they're sitting here with the
I mean, I don't know if this is the deal I'd want to do if I'm the Grizzlies, but, like, if let's say Kyrie goes to Brooklyn or New York, and let's say an Anthony Davis trade happens and it sends him to Los Angeles, what do you do if you're the Celtics sitting there? If you can say, I can get Mike Conley without breaking up any of my core, which they might be able to do if it's Gordon Hayward and draft picks, I'd add Mike Conley to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford, and, like, why not us next year in the East? Especially if Kawhi's going to the Clippers. So
sure.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi goes to the Clippers. Anthony Davis gets traded to the Lakers. Kyrie Irving leaves Boston to go East. Boston does not have cap space. They can't go out and sign someone to replace Kyrie Irving. Why not trade for Mike Conley, throw him with what you got left over, and say, why not us? Why can't we? I mean, Toronto's not coming out. Kawhi left. Why not us?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, Milwaukee's still unproven.
Milwaukee's probably going to lose somebody because Milwaukee has Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon, Nikola Mirotic, and Brook Lopez all in free agency. At least one of those guys is gone, right?
Wow.
They may lose two.
Mm.
It's fascinating. It's weird how almost
there's going to be 20 teams that think they can get
I know.
To the
this
finals.
Is why you
and,
use
and the
rentals.
Grizzlies are not going to be one of them.
This is why you should use rentals.
But at least they're acknowledging this year that they're not one of them.
No, the Grizzlies will be fine. It'll be this wild, wide open in the NBA, and the Grizzlies will be one of these teams that's like, okay, we got next. Give us a couple years. They'll be there with Atlanta and with Sacramento, and these teams are like, oh, they're building something over here, you know?
Yeah,
the depressing places are going to be like Charlotte. Even if Kimba comes back, they'll be depressing.
No, it's still depressing.
If Kimba leaves, it'll be even more depressing.
Like Miami's depressing.
Miami could be depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you'll have a lot of teams that think they got a shot, and they'll have fun seasons. And a lot of teams, like the ones I mentioned, Atlanta and Sacramento, Memphis, who are like,
Dallas, we're
really building something.
Yeah.
Dallas. And they'll be fun. They'll just be this handful of teams that are stuck in the middle, and those teams won't be fun.
How good is a team? I mean, I presume if the Lakers are going to get this done, their bench is going to be very G League adjacent. But
yeah.
But if you get Kyrie, if you get Anthony Davis and LeBron, how good is that?
That's a team that you say why shouldn't we win a title? That team will be
and
among the favorites.
You pray to everything holy. Do not let anyone get hurt.
That will be among the teams favored to win a title, easily.
Yeah,
those three players and then 12 other guys who are among the 450 NBA players, right? Like whoever they have, like it won't be good, but they'll be NBA players.
Right.
Only 450 of them in the world, so you'll have like 12 more of them, right?
You try to get as many replacement level guys.
You're going out and you're like, hey, Joakim Noah, man, come take a minimum.
You look good, buddy.
Yeah, do that kind of thing.
Hey, we told you, Disney Museum's over here. I mean, there's lots of great art for you, just making the full sales pitch to them.
Right.
But just unbelievable. Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington.
Maybe Pau Gasol returns to the Lakers.
Oh, my God. Off of surgery?
On a minimum. It'll be that kind of stuff.
Pau pulls a Manning brother. You let one win a championship, and so you got to one-up him and go win
it
the next year.
It's time for Mike Miller to come out of retirement.
Oh, my God.
He does have a close relationship with LeBron.
Right.
I bet he can still shoot. I'm still willing to bet that. All right, let's discuss what we saw last night from the Toronto Raptors. Let's go with Mark.
He had a bad game. Let's just admit that. He had a bad game. They would not
Who
have
was
won,
worse?
They
top,
would not have won a title without him. Totally. But not, no,
this was
not
what I was trying
closeout.
To determine. The one thing I could say about both Mark and Danny Green last night was they showed up.
Yes.
Like they were there. They were in person and dressed out, ready to go.
They
were both not good.
They both had up and down postseasons, and they ended on downs, except for like winning a title. But they had their moments throughout. Mark had some good games in the finals. He just wasn't last night.
And Danny Green, I like to think Danny Green was a key aspect to telling the best story possible. When you throw that ball out of bounds with 19 seconds left, and all, just hold it till you get fouled. Hold it till you get fouled.
I mean, he was in a bad spot.
When you catch the
ball there in the corner, right?
It was a bad spot, but
yeah.
He didn't make it better.
No.
It was a bad spot. He didn't make it better. But where are you in terms of, for Toronto, the Marc Gasol deal works, right? Even though he didn't play great last night, it still worked.
You got a title. Yeah. Everything worked. You got a title.
Yeah. Everything's rainbows and sunshine.
Right.
Like, what is this? What does this do for Mark next year?
Oh, he's got a player option, which will be interesting. My assumption, sometimes you think, well, you just want a title, like cash in, right?
Right.
His player option is 26.5, I think.
Speaking of cashing in.
Right. I think Toronto is a place where he's probably pretty happy among, if he opts out, like, where's he going to sign, right? Even if they lose Kawhi, they're probably still a playoff team, right? Not a title contender, but probably still a playoff team.
Oh, yeah.
And so my assumption is that he would opt in, but you never know with this stuff. I haven't seen any intel, any reporting on that. My assumption is he would be likely to opt in and be back in Toronto on the 1 year, 26.5, and he'll be in the last year, and then Kyle Lowry will be in the last year, and they'll just, it'll be a honeymoon year.
Do you think what the Raptors were able to do will kind of motivate, as you mentioned, like Boston? Does it motivate teams
to
sit there and go?
Funny you would say Boston. I saw someone tweet this, and it's totally true. Someone, I don't know who it was. It was retweeted into my feed, and it was, Masai Ujiri just did what y'all thought Danny Ainge was doing.
Right. Danny Ainge is actually very risk averse.
Yes.
He's incredibly risk averse.
We throw the genius tag all over Danny Ainge. It's like, you know, he's building assets. He'll make his strike. That's what Masai Ujiri did.
That dude sits there and goes, I don't care if it's only for 1 year for Kawhi Leonard. I still get Kawhi Leonard. Let's go.
He drafted well. He traded well. He built up the talent base of the team to the point that, A, he had the assets to make the big splash. And even with using assets to make the big splash, he had enough left over to be a title team. And that's the trick, right? You can pull all your assets to trade for the star, but you have enough left that the star can play with to be a title team, right? And everyone thought, like, that's what Boston's doing, because they had all these draft picks, all these young players. They're going to be able to trade for a star and still have the core of a title team for that star to come into, and they haven't done it yet. Toronto just did it last season.
It is. It's fascinating because there's so many people that would sit there and go, well, you know, why would you do this? You know, what if it doesn't work out? The odds of you winning a title, you know, everyone goes, it's the Warriors' title unless someone gets hurt. Well, not only did someone get hurt, two people got hurt.
Well, he might leave too, by the way.
It's worth it.
He and Kawhi might both be like, you know, take their ring and go off to the sunset, and people aren't going to be mad about it.
Because this is what I was trying to think about last
night. They'll be drunk in Toronto for the next year.
In fairness, Canada doesn't really get the, like, everyone goes, oh, they're so nice, to which I always like to point out, have y'all been there? They're just drunk all the time.
Right.
Like,
right.
They're functional alcoholics, like, up there. Like, it's...
This happens as you move north.
Right, exactly. Farther north you go, the best.
I mean, I lived in the Twin Cities. Yeah. You go into the old neighborhoods. There's corner bars in residential neighborhoods, right? Everywhere.
No, literally the local watering hole. Yes.
Like, every residential neighborhood, there's, like, a bar on the corner. It's not corner stores. It's corner bars.
Yeah. It's like, it's cold outside. What are we going to do?
They're better for it.
Guess we're going to get drunk.
Wisconsin is the drunkest state in the country. And that's scientifically proven.
Yes.
And so as you move into Canada, like, you know, you got that vibe going on.
Yes. So everyone's like, oh, they're just so nice. Like, well, yeah, I mean, this is just going to be a continuation for them.
I've seen Strange Brew. I know about Canada and beer.
It's so very true. So very true. I guess the bigger deal is, you know, you see Daryl Morey has this, if you got a 5% chance of winning a title, you go all in.
Right.
And the Raptors had a 2.5% chance of winning a title before the season, and Ujiri just goes, screw it, we're going all in. Like, it is fascinating to me.
The title was best case, but they were going to be thrilled to get to the finals, right?
Yes.
And when you're in the East, like, the path is even clearer than that, right? They weren't having to get through the Warriors to get to the finals. And so I think they would have been happy, even if they lost the series, this would have been an enormously successful season, even if Kawhi leaves after 1 year, just because they got to the – they'd never been to the finals before.
No, I mean, and the perfect year. LeBron leaves. It's now open. It's now or never. Let's make all the moves. You know, he fires his coach, hires a new coach that's never been an NBA head coach and goes all in. More on that in just a minute. But I guess the bigger question for me is, I was trying to remember, the Kansas City Royals sold out to win a title in, was that 2014? 2014 or 15.
I know much more about the 85 Royals than I do the 2014 Royals.
In general, when you kind of sell out and you make deadline deals, like, there are more examples of it just falling flat on its face and not working out. I am curious, was that a good move? Was that good for Adam Silver in the league last night as he's trying to champion the whole, you want to win. Like, I don't want fans to root for losses and whatnot. Like, is that a good thing that happened last night?
I think so, yeah, because, I mean, the last few years we've had this sort of inevitability at the start of the season, oh, the Warriors are going to win again. Like, we go through the motions and the Warriors are going to win again.
More than ever.
And so I think breaking that up, that's why Durant going to Golden State to me was not good for the league.
Completely agree.
And so, A, you broke that up. And then now we know we're going into next season where there will not be, unless the offseason breaks in a way that's totally unexpected, there's not going to be an overwhelming title favorite going into next season. It's going to be as scattered as it's been going into a season in years. I mean, I can remember when the last time would be, because you had all the Miami teams that were sort of felt inevitable before the Golden State teams.
And that's what I think will be interesting to watch, because to me that's way more fascinating.
Yeah.
But in general, like, the masses want to just see the star. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you do have that. And so we'll see. And now you won't have Durant next season.
No.
You will more than likely have LeBron back on a playoff-level team, and maybe that helps. I don't know. Giannis Antetokounmpo is about to win the MVP. I don't know if he really has broken through to casual people as a star. Like, if he'd gotten to the finals, maybe he would have more. But I think, you know, winning 60 games, winning MVP, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't know if he really broke through to casual fans.
I completely agree. And it was also kind of the way the Eastern Conference Finals, with them losing four straight games, and he didn't really play particularly well. Right. Like, he didn't dominate.
You'll have LeBron back on a team that matters, I think, next season. You'll have Anthony Davis playing basketball next season. That'll be a novelty, right? I think Philadelphia could, depending on how the summer goes, they could be the favorite next season.
That was kind of my big picture.
That's a big market.
Well, that was kind of my big picture take from the playoffs. The amount of overreaction we did after Philly lost game seven was so misplaced. They are a ball that bounces four times away from perhaps playing for a title.
If Kawhi leaves to go to the Clippers, if Milwaukee loses one or two pieces, and Philly brings that, and they may not bring that core back because Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler are both free agents. But if they bring that core back and like making a decent addition or two to add more depth to it, they could easily be the favorite in not only in the East, but maybe in the league next year.
All right. And then lastly, I thought this was interesting. So now that Nick Nurse has now won a title, the last three teams to win championships, the Warriors, the Cavs, and now the Raptors, all three did it with first-year head coaches.
Was Lou the coach when the Cavs broke through?
Remember they fired Blatt mid-season or whatever. Right. I don't know if it was probably before mid-season. They fire Blatt, they bring in Lou, and so he won with the Cavs, and that was his first season.
And Kerr had replaced Mark Jackson, who had taken them to the playoffs.
Correct.
And then Nurse replaces Dwayne Casey, who was coach of the year.
Correct.
And so, it's very similar to, remember that one summer, the summer that the Grizzlies got rid of Lionel Hollins was the same summer the Clippers got rid of Vinny Del Negro after the best season in franchise history.
Most wins in franchises.
And the Nuggets got rid of George Karl after they'd won like 56, 57 games. So all three happened the same time, and people lost their minds, not only in Memphis, but around the league. Like, what are these teams doing, like getting rid of these great coaches? I think Jeff Van Gundy probably had a heart attack that summer, right? And so, and then you see, what's happened here. Now, do I think they could have won a title with Dwayne Casey as coach? I do. I think the real move.
Dwayne didn't have Kawhi.
Yeah, the move there was DeMar DeRozan, but it's DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard. Right. That was the move. And so I don't think it's a guarantee that Dwayne Casey would have navigated them to that title, but I don't assume that he couldn't either.
No, to me, it proves what you and I have been talking about. Like, in the end, inevitably, it's the roster.
Right.
Like, I do think coaches can –
they matter on the margins.
Yeah, I think
And the margins are important.
Exactly, especially at that level. Like, one or two games could be the difference of whether or not you win a title. I mean, if Toronto loses in game, an extra game in the Eastern Conference semifinals, they're not even here. And maybe we're talking about Philly winning a title, or maybe we're talking about another title for Golden State. Like, you're 100% right. But to me, what it really boils down to is – like, I think coaches can tank teams way more than I think they can elevate them. Like, I don't think there's some scheme wizard out there that's going to come up with some offense that's going to change the NBA.
The Golden State thing would be the counterexample potentially, because Kerr didn't win with Durant initially. They won title before Durant, right? He won with essentially the same team that Mark Jackson had, and he did change the way that team played. Now, some people say he lucked into that. Like, David Lee got hurt, and that's why Draymond Green elevated. And you could say, well, if that hadn't happened, they would have never discovered what Draymond Green really was. I don't know if that's true or not. But Kerr did change offensively what they did. He went from the more traditional play that Mark Jackson was doing to unleashing the whole Splash Brothers thing. And it could be that that coaching change really did have a mammoth effect.
I try not to do broadcast takes, because I just, in general, unless something funny happens, I just think it's just kind of ridiculous. But I didn't Mark Jackson like freaking out about the lineups that Golden State had on the floor after Klay got hurt. I'm sitting there like, who do you want him to put on?
Who's supposed to be out there? That's part of the story of Golden State, and that's part of what happens when you have so much money tied into three or four stars. Their depth disintegrated over time. And the back half of that roster is just not what it was a few years ago. And partly that's because the good players weren't as good anymore. Iguodala was really good last night, but over the course of the season, he hasn't been what he was a few years ago. And Sean Livingston is not what he was. And, you go on down.
Quinn Cook, turns out he is Quinn Cook.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the back half of that roster, and it's Quinn Cook and Jordan Bell and Alonzo McKinney and whatever. Like, those are replacement level NBA players, basically.
Chris, we appreciate it.
Sure.
That is Chris Harrington. Again, go check out his podcast with Jonathan Sharks up over at the Daily Memphian. It's also available iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts can be found. Also, go check out his latest Grizzlies notebook over at the Daily Memphian. When we come back, we're going to get into the one story you've been waiting for. Marc Gasol
did an impromptu podcast with Zach Lowe. We'll get into that when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is. I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay. I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Let me remind you of the text I got recently about Cooper Systems. It's from a guy named Paul. I have a very old, very stubborn 80-year-old grandfather that had a Windows 95 and would not budge. For a very fair price, Cooper Systems sold me a refurbished Dell with 97 and mirrored his computer to a T. There was one small issue upon arrival, and they answered the question, and most importantly, the phone. The same guy that built it walked me through it in 2 minutes. Lee, that's Lee, and as in Lee and Lauren Cooper, is a very, very nice guy. Here's the thing about Cooper Systems. Notice several elements of that email. The same guy who built it walked me through it. The same folks. You don't get passed off from person to person to person. The same person that built it walked me through it. Secondly, they answered any questions he had by phone. Thirdly, he had some kind of a special request, and Cooper Systems, because that's what they do, because they give you the kind of personal service you don't expect from a computer store, was able to make it happen. All the reasons why I go to Cooper Systems, and you should go to Cooper Systems, in the Mount Moriah. Phone number is 360-9679.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Your Mid-South Ford dealers present Lee Bryce live at the Memphis Botanic Gardens Saturday, August 24th.
There's a rumor going round about me.
See country artist Lee Bryce perform his biggest hits live.
I drive your truck.
Tickets are on sale now at 941thewolf.com or Ticketmaster.com. Lee Bryce, August 24th at the Memphis Botanic Garden, presented by your Mid-South Ford dealers.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
This Father's Day weekend, switch to Sprint, and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right. We'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate so you can make the switch to Sprint. For a limited time, you can also pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.5 for Dad for $0. That's a savings of $419.99. Celebrate Father's Day by getting Dad a special gift from Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th to learn more. That's June 14th, 15th, and 16th at Sprint.
Less required phone trade and credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge or remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Samsung Galaxy Tab A, $10.50 per month after 19.17 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale.
It is that time of year. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131.
You and me, we take care of our cars, but do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Sleepy Season Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner. That's where you will save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. It's funny, I hear this commercial, whether I'm doing it or other people are doing it, and you hear the words saying 50 to 80%. And I don't know if you stop and think about that. Like 50 to 80% off. Like you are paying less than half of what you will pay for a mattress. And mattresses can be expensive if you're paying full price. At if you walk into a department store. You can walk into a department store and pay the full price, or you can walk into Sleepy G's, get the same exact beautiful mattress. Maybe you want a Serta, maybe you want a Simmons, you know, maybe whatever, and you can get the same exact mattress for 50 to 80% less. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, an additional 10% off. It's why it's been named the best mattress store in the city for four straight years. It's why it has nearly 400 positive reviews on the Better Business Bureau, over the Better Business Bureau, which is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. Again, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, an additional 10% off. Sleepy G's is located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road, at the corner of Summer Avenue. It's right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call, 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Tiger Woods, y'all. He has officially teed off through one hole. He remains at one under. He is five off of the lead held by Justin Rose, his playing partner, who is at six under. Some other names of note, Ricky Fowler, who will also be most likely here in Memphis at five under. My all-time favorite golfer, Louis Oosthuizen, is at five under, and he's my all-time favorite golfer because he could be like one of the five best players in the world. he chooses not to be.
You are a resident golf insider and expert. Let me ask
golf
you a question.
Nut, yes.
I saw the tweet come across that Jordan Spieth was letting his
partner
have it.
He was giving it to his caddy when his caddy told him, hey, man, I think it's one less club. He hit the other club, and it goes into the water, and he's mad at his caddy. It's like, he told you what to do. And then, like, Spieth makes a bogey on 9, and he walks off the green. He makes his caddy go and get the golf ball out of the hole. Like, I was like, what are you doing? I'm out on Spieth. I'm out on speed.
You're out on speed?
I'm out on speed.
Hey, Tiger's in striking distance. This is good.
Tiger is in striking distance. He had a bad double, but other than that yesterday, I was pleased. Like, he kind of band-aided it around, yeah. But he was consistent. He made huge par saves, and I am not discouraged. And the other big deal was Brooks Koepka was like 4 under through 5 holes, yeah. And you're like, oh, God, here we go again. But he kind of came back down to earth. He's still sitting at 2 under. He's through 3 holes today. My American hero, Rory McIlroy. And, yes, everyone goes, well, he's from Northern Ireland. No, no, no. He came over here, and he's like, this is way better. Marries an American girl. That's the story of America. He's sitting at 3 under as well. So those are some of the big names. I want to give a quick shout-out to BlackBoyJ3 on Twitter because – He mentioned that, hey, Zach Lowe, after the finals, did a quick podcast, mm-hmm. And he got Mark Gasol. And let's do the one story that you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
The one story that you have been waiting for is indeed the quick Low Post podcast with Mark Gasol. Again, quick shout out to BlackBoyJ3 on Twitter for bringing this to my attention. Let's hear it.
Impromptu mini podcast with NBA champion Mark Gasol. How you doing, buddy?
That sounds amazing, huh?
It's pretty good.
Sounds amazing. NBA champion.
So was Pau here?
Nah.
I saw Pau in Toronto.
Yeah, he came up.
Is he happy for you?
He has a wedding, David Lee's wedding this weekend.
David Lee's wedding?
Yeah, in Italy.
I've heard that's he's marrying to Caroline Wozniak.
Correct. Correct. That is correct. So that's a big thing.
Speaking of Rory.
It's a good wedding. No, it's because of NBA championship, but it's a pretty big thing.
So,
name dropper.
How did you find out you were being traded to the Raptors?
That day, like as soon as it happened, like
your agent calls you. How's the word come?
Steven, you know, kind of let me know that this was a possibility. There was other possibilities along the way, and Rob Perry is the first one that called and said, like, Mark, I accepted the trade, and he gave me a chance, to play on this team, and I'll forever be thankful for that because he had other options that he could have taken. I thought that Toronto gave up a lot to have me, but Robert made it possible.
You get there. Serge is the starting center.
Yeah.
You've played with Serge before on the Spanish national team. You go through this weird period where sometimes he starts, sometimes you start. On a lot of teams, that could have been a problem. For you guys, it was no problem. I think part of the reason is you literally didn't care. You're like, bench, start, whatever. You right? I mean, and he obviously accepted it in the end.
Yeah, it's just the way it played out. The way it was played out. And at the end of the day, we all knew what we were here to do. It was not about, who started the five. It was, it's about us winning a championship or at least making a great run at it. And I think we both understood that. And at times we played together and we played great, in the same unit. And when we did, it's a team effort. And throughout the playoffs, you saw different guys step up and be crucial. And that's
Fred VanVleet, 22 points.
I don't know how he's walking.
Line.
I don't want to say anything that will get you in trouble in the podcast. But he has some huge watermelons.
Yeah,
the
does.
Size of a watermelon.
Yeah,
and he's just he's a tough son of a gun.
You hit him for that corner three when you almost traveled. You had a wide open.
Oh man,
you had a dunk. Just
I'm a big
for
dummy,
you.
big dummy. They did a great job of being in and building out as soon as they caught it because they know I'm a willing passer. And I told the guys, like, next one, I'm rolling all the way in after that play, after Freddie. Yeah. I wasn't in that much.
Can you go back to Memphis and celebrate somehow? I feel like the city of Memphis
the city's
was cheering
right here
for you.
Oh, no question. The city, the whole state, the tri-state area, Arkansas, Mississippi, everyone that has been around the Grizzlies, I think is here.
Did you hear from Mike yet?
I haven't checked my phone. Like I honestly have my phone, like all my notifications off. Like I don't get texts, I don't get WhatsApps, I only get calls. So if you want to hear from me, you got to give me a call.
So this worked out very well. Congratulations.
Oh man.
Maybe we'll see you in Toronto next year. Who knows? You got a decision to make on that.
I'm the next couple of weeks is going to be, you know, about celebrating and enjoying and you know, icing everything. Right now, I'm exhausted.
I bet you. I mean, look, 7 against Philly, 6 against the Bucks. It's a long playoff run, man.
It's draining. I never imagined being that draining physically and mentally. It's draining.
When are you going back to Spain?
I don't know.
Go get some tapas, drink some wine, relax.
I'm definitely going to enjoy the sailing and be in a boat for a couple days.
Well, as a longtime fan of yours, it's awesome to see you win. Congratulations on an NBA title, my friend.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Really good.
And an update, Mike and Mark did FaceTime after that after that podcast. They did FaceTime.
Credit to Zach Lowe.
Yes.
And the Lowe podcast.
Absolutely. Lowe Post podcast.
Lowe Post podcast is where that came from, the 4-minute piece. That's very well done there.
Here's what's coming up next.
I have the list here.
Thank you, sir.
11:25, Tim Legler is going to join Jason and John coming up at 11:25. He will be live from the Bay and give you all the latest on SportsCenter this morning. Drew Hill, Tigers news, commercial appeal, 225, 325. We will have Joe Mullinax from Grizzly Bear Blues. He'll be part of our draft party next Thursday, by the way.
All right.
We are having a draft party, by the way, at the Bluff on Highland. That
with
is,
Jason and John.
Yeah, so hopefully John Moran is part of the party. 425, Dan Wolkin joins Gary Parrish on the Gary Parrish Show. And then the 6 is at 6 o'clock. I think we'll probably hear from Marc Gasol piece, and we'll have Chris Harrington, who did a spectacular job this morning talking about what's going on with the Grizzlies.
Many thanks go to Jason Smith, to Chris Harrington. For Jeff, for Brad, this is Jeffrey saying we got to get out of here. We'll try to do better next time.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It has been a beautiful week in Memphis, Tennessee. Absolutely beautiful week in Memphis, Tennessee. And the best way to enjoy that from inside your home is to make sure that you have gone to Affordable Blinds of Memphis. And you can say to your blinds, Alexa, open my blinds, and she will, because you've been and you've gotten the motorized blinds from Affordable Blinds of Memphis. And all that good Memphis sunshine will come streaming in. You want motorized blinds, you want cordless blinds, you want new plantation shutters, you want those new beautiful exterior shutters, you want to sleep in total darkness, so you want some light canceling blinds, go to Affordable Blinds in Memphis. They got the best stuff, they got the best prices, and they are fast. Chip Wiggins is a lifelong Memphian who does all the initial consultations himself. They've got a beautiful mobile showroom. They will show you all the options. No pressure. Honestly, everyone I've sent to Chip loves the guy. He'll just come and consult with you. You're not going to have to wrangle with this yourself, measure, hammer, whatever else. Just trust Chip. Trust the people at Affordable Blinds. The phone number is 753-5822, 753-5822. If you go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page, you can see all the options that they have, or go to their website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com.
It's time to say out with AT&T and in with Xfinity. As in with xFi from America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And in with connected and protected devices throughout your home with enhanced network security when you add xFi Advantage. In with internet that stays fast, even when everyone is using it. And in with the best streaming experience on all your screens, so you can watch your favorite live TV and more in all your favorite places. It's out with AT&T. And in with simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 30th, get started with this incredible offer with up to 400 megabits per second download speed and TV for $80 per month for a year with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security and unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires Ecobill paperless billing and auto pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New Extreme Pro and Basic TV customers only. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.